Make a covenant by sacrifice. May 20, 1907, typed. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Hebrews 1:1-3. The prophets, through whom God spake anciently, were men chosen especially by him, and qualified for the sacred office of revealing his will to man. No man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God. Hebrews 5:4. The Lord imparted unto the prophets special light, and they were bidden to communicate to the people that which the Lord bade them speak. If there be a prophet among you, said Jehovah to Israel, I the Lord will make myself known unto him, and will speak unto him in a dream. Numbers 12:6. Being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee? Note the two distinct personalities. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth his first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, Who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness, and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Hebrews 1:4-12. In this language is represented the omnipotence of the Lord Jesus. He is introduced to the Bible student as the creator of the world, and as its rightful ruler. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation? Verses 13-14. This first chapter of Hebrews contrasts the position of the angels and the position of Christ. God has spoken words concerning Christ that are not to be applied to the angels. They are sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation, but Christ, as mediator, is the great minister in the work of redemption. The Holy Spirit is his representative in our world, to execute the divine purpose of bringing to fallen man power from above, that he may be an overcomer. All who enter into a covenant with Jesus Christ become by adoption the children of God. They are cleansed by the regenerating power of the Word, and angels are commissioned to minister unto them. They are baptized in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. They pledge themselves to become active members of his church in the earth. They are to be dead to all the allurements of worldly desires, but in conversation and godliness they are, through sanctification of the Spirit, to exert a living influence for God. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, Romans 8:17. What an exalted, dignified position! Separate and distinct from the world, secure from the wily snares of Satan. By their baptismal vows, God's professed followers have pledged themselves to stand in opposition to evil. The enemy of souls will work with all craft to corrupt their minds. He will seek to introduce his methods into their service for the Master. But there is safety for them if they will heed the injunction. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians 6, verse 10-18. I am instructed that there is a decided need of close personal self-examination to see if our faith is pure, our spirit clean, and our zeal operated by the Holy Spirit. A great reformatory movement must sweep through our churches. There is no time to be lost. All selfishness must be put away, for we must stand securely on the broad platform of eternal truth. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Philippians 1, verse 9-11. The Church of Christ is to be clean, pure, and sanctified unto God. Its members stand before the world as representatives of the heavenly government. They are embarked, so long as time shall last, upon an enterprise of mercy. It is God's desire that all who profess to believe in the truth of His Word shall make it known. Their persevering fidelity will be richly rewarded. The kingdom and dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Daniel 7, verse 27. Let us then not be weary in well-doing. Let us yield our hearts entirely to the teachings of the word of the great medical missionary. According to our own faith in the message will be our earnestness and our power in promoting the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We are to become laborers together with God, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9, 15, 58. Every day of our lives we face new obligations. The termination of one duty is the beginning of the next. Our lives are to be spent in solemn service for the Master. We are the Lord's servants. The members of Christ's church are to be examples of life service, of complete obedience to our great example. Every day our work will be appointed unto us according to our several ability. In prayerful, watchful service, we shall perfect characters after the divine similitude, characters with which God will be pleased, and that will fit us for an entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.